What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Clickbait. Like always, we have the Bachelor Nation Breakdown, Clickbait of the Week, and our guest, Eliza, from Clayton Season. She hasn't got too much airtime, but I think she's one of the favorites. She's definitely a fan favorite, so we can't wait to talk to her. What's up?
How's everybody doing?
Hey, Joe.
Hi.
Hey, Tia. How y'all doing?
Hi.
Feels so, like I haven't seen you guys in a long time.
Something I have to, waited to the podcast to tell you, Natasha, but I have, I've done yoga now. Seven days in a row. I've never stretched more than twice, 2 days in a row. But I'm like, I have to start stretching because, you know, for longevity and whatever.
Just at your house?
At my house. You know, I'm doing YouTube videos.
I have an app for you.
Mad Fits, who I'm watching. Mm-hmm. Also, you know what I did? I meditated the other day.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah.
And did you actually go into a meditative state?
No, but I could see myself getting there.
Okay, I love that. Wait, so first of all, I thought you were going to tell me you picked a wedding date.
Or like that he knew exactly where his house was.
They figured out where they were going to move. I was like,
yeah. I'm proud of you, Joe.
I'm
very, very happy for you. This is actually really great news. Your spiritual world that is coming upon you is going to really... Your body thanks you. Look, your body thanks you. The spiritual realm thanks you. God thanks you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Okay. All right. Should we get into...
But wait, so you like it? You like it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, good. You should definitely download Allo Moves or get a partnership with them because they're fantastic. Their app is fantastic.
Great.
Just saying.
Okay.
I need to try something. My inflexible ass needs some help.
My God, can we do a clickbait meditation one day?
Yeah, that'd actually be good. So then people could listen to it and do it too.
Yeah,
my God, meditate with us. I need something. My brain doesn't stop.
I need something to make it.
I will say when I meditate though, or when I teach meditation, my voice does change. So don't be alarmed, guys. It does.
It goes deeper?
It gets very calm.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm already calm.
It worked.
All my stress disappears.
Yeah.
It works.
Wow.
Okay. That's great. Right. I'm very happy about that. Tia, updates, tell me.
Let's hit it. Bachelor Nation Breakdown. First one. It's a good one. First headline. Our girl Michelle and her man Nate met Rihanna. Mm. Not only is that a big deal, Rihanna fangirled over Nate and Michelle.
Mm-mm.
Did y'all see the pictures?
Yeah.
Rihanna showing her belly is the best.
She's been serving pregnant looks, honey. I'm like, I'm about to just go put a basketball in my shirt. Look at us.
And put like strings of beads on it. It just looks so good.
Yes.
And the little behind the scenes, so cute of them.
And pretty boy Flocka. Mm. What's up, ASAP? How you doing? Guys, this is me manifest. Did I not say I wanted to manifest Rihanna on this podcast?
She
messed with the nation. What's up, Riri?
I think my jaw dropped. I mean, Michelle and Rihanna look like they should just be friends, too.
Besties. They look so cute. I was literally looking at them like, okay, wait, there's a little room in the corner for me to be right there. Like, hey, what's up, y'all? Hey.
I usually don't get FOMO. I don't even like saying the word FOMO, but I usually don't get that. But then, yeah, when I saw Nate and Michelle at that party, I was like,
damn. Wait, where were they? What party was it?
It was the cool party. That's what that was.
Well, so Rihanna had a Fenty party.
Yeah.
And so that was that party. And then also they also went to Shaq's Fun House, which also looked like it was a lot of fun as well.
Yeah.
And they had they posted pictures. They had posted pictures. We have to ask Michelle this and Nate of all these gifts, that they have.
Like party favors?
No. That they got from the carnival because it was carnival,
yeah,
the Shaq's Fun House. I'm like, I wonder if Michelle won all of those for Nate.
Probably. She's so athletic.
Right?
You were out there, Natasha. You were at a lot of those parties. There was a lot of bachelor alum.
Yeah. All at the golf party.
Yeah, the Revolve party was a lot of fun. Drake brought out Future, and I mean, honey, like, the sound system in that place, they really did it. It was like the moment Future came out, it was like, boom, my heart, my chest was vibrating. I was like, oh. It was very good.
Well, I saw everyone at all the parties, and I was watching stories on Super Bowl Sunday. Natasha's ass is at the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah. Look, damn, I'm gonna tell you right. something. I got
any hookups? Any hookups that we should know about?
Yeah, that's a yes. Not yeah, for next say year. Say a word.
Okay. What do you
mean? I will say this. There was a very nice gentleman that I got a chance to hang out with this weekend. Yes, but I have a quick little lesson about manifestation. I said this a very long time ago. Rachel Lindsay is my witness. Megan Croft is my witness. I was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to manifest going to the Super Bowl this year. I mean, I don't have a ticket. Don't know if it's going to happen. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. But like, I'm going to put it out there that it will happen. And we're going to see.
And I will be damned.
And then literally at 1:30 on Super Bowl Sunday, I got a text message that said, are you ready?
From who?
Stop.
From a friend of mine.
You're like, I can get ready.
From a friend of mine. And then I went to the game. It was great. It was fantastic.
Who did you cheer for?
Dr. Dre.
Me too.
Kendrick Lamar.
I've been listening to Dr. Dre on Spotify. That hyped me up so much.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I will say that it was my first Super Bowl that I went to. I definitely would love to go to another one. We had a box, so
somebody posted a picture of 50 Cent when he first performed that song, and then they swiped to the now, and it said 50 Cent is now a full dollar.
I saw that. Yeah. And it's like, y'all know what, that's not right. I mean, the man is 50. Funny. let him live, honey.
The memes were very good.
I know.
I was at dinner at La Scrolla in Chicago, one of my favorite restaurants, and 50 Cent was at the table next to me.
Oh, wow.
When? Yeah. Not this weekend.
No, I would say like right before I went on Paradise.
I will say this about 50 Cent. I have met him twice now. He is a very big flirt. And I'm not saying just with me, with everybody. Like, he kind of does this thing. And he did it during the Super Bowl. It was like this dancer next to him. He kind of does this look, like how he kind of I was like, oh, that's what he did to me one day.
Is that who texts you at 1:30 on the Super Bowl?
No, it's not 50 Cent, honey. Okay, I wouldn't be able to contain it. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't be able to contain it. I would not.
Okay.
So that was great. That was amazing. Super Bowl was awesome. Wish you guys were here. We would have had many drinks and more things to talk about, but till next year.
So fun. I told Taylor if the Rams go again, I'll buy him tickets and we'll go.
Aww.
We'll see. It could be 20 years.
I don't know. I mean, wow. What a thing. And our girl, Hannah Ann.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Speaking of Super Bowl, one of our Bachelor own is dating a Super Bowl champ now because the Rams won Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She revealed the craziest thing she ever did for love, and it apparently worked because she is dating, what's his name, Jake Funk?
Jake.
From the Rams. I don't know anything about him.
He's on the Rams, yeah.
He plays for the Rams.
What a cool last name.
So if you didn't hear this from Hannah Ann herself, I don't know where she announced this, but she said that the way she got her boyfriend is that she made a close friends group on Instagram, and she added only her crush, who was Jake, to the close friends. And she would post like gym selfies or cute like swimsuit pictures. So this guy was the only one to see these cute, sexy pictures to get his attention. But apparently it worked. I've never even thought to do that.
Smart. Yeah, when I heard it, I was like, if I was single, I would do that. I mean, I would.
That's genius. Because you're not showing it to everybody, but they feel special. Like, oh, I'm in her close friends and she's posting this.
Yes, it's so smart. And I will say that I do this to a certain extent. All the guys that I like are on my, they're on my close friends. And yeah, it's so funny how she mentioned how you'll like text someone and then you'll see if they watch your close friends.
Yeah.
It's kind of a trap, and it happens all the time.
I mean, she's brave to admit that she if her man didn't text back, she would go look at her close friend's views
and see if he looked at it. Yeah, I do that all the time too. I mean, ladies, if you guys aren't doing this, or guys too, I mean, do it. Why not? But do you? Would you feel a type of way though, like if they saw your close friends but they didn't text you back? Would you feel a type of way?
I'd feel maybe a type of way, but
It depends on the time range, right?
See, my thing is like, if he didn't text me back, but he just saw that bikini pic, though, he will.
Right. It's true. Yeah. I mean, if he doesn't text back, he's probably not interested. So I guess.
Right. Exactly. Go ahead.
What do you think the difference? What's the difference? And I know there is a difference, but what's the difference from Hannah Ann adding him to a close friend's or just DMing him pictures?
Well, he obviously already followed her, right?
Yeah, I think this is just my interpretation of what she was saying. I think what it was is they met, they liked each other, it was cool, but like clearly he was trying to win a Super Bowl, busy season, I don't know. And maybe it hadn't been to the point where you are the boyfriend and girlfriend, right?
Yeah, because she had his number.
Right. Yeah. Actually, when I saw Hannah Ann in Miami for Art Basel, she said she had been seeing someone, she met someone, but it wasn't her boyfriend yet, you know. And, you know, she was, of course, keeping it low key and everything until. And, yeah, it ended up working out. But I think that the reason why she did that is because there's a lot of in the dating life right now. And maybe you guys remember this when y'all was single. It's like a lot of, hey, I like you. Hey, I like you, too. But like, I'm busy. And yeah, I'm busy, too. And I got other options. And it's like hard to get it to that. Let's date.
Lockdown.
My girlfriend. We're dating. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the bikini pics locked it down, basically. Good girl.
Would y'all do that? Natasha, would you do that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I feel like you may have done.
I've already done it.
I'll tell you what. If I was single after hearing that story, I would. If there was a girl I was into, I would instantly put her on a close friends.
Oh, yeah.
I will say, yeah, because my close friends, like, I'm not even going to lie. Like, are you guys even on my close friends?
Yeah, I am. Because your close friend stories remind me of Shannon Ford's. She'll be like, fuck this shit. What the fuck am I doing? And then she'll be like, so, and be like, go into what she's doing. And I'm like, I love this behind the scenes information.
Yeah, my close friends, I'll be cutting up on there sometimes. But you know what? If you guys were ever, I will say, I'm going to give a special shout out to Deandra from Bachelor in Paradise. Her close friends, and she probably going to kill me for saying this. If you have the pleasure of ever getting to that close friend list, her close friends is so epic. I mean, like, epic.
Give me details. Like how?
Like, epic. Oh, my God. Guys, we need to have her on here to talk about her. Her like close friends could be a whole show. It's funny. It's self-deprecating. It's talking shit. She'll post, like, thread messages of guys that have texted her.
I don't know why she just doesn't do it on the regular one.
Because because you don't want to. She's so funny.
It's
you know,
funnier
she has a,
when only a few people know.
Yeah, exactly. And like she goes wild. Like she would almost post a naked picture, like almost naked. You know, she doesn't want to post it on real thing. Yeah. But I asked her, I said, how many people are on your close friends? She goes, like 12.
No. Perfect. No, I gotta go through mine and start doing that. That's fine.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, okay. Switching gears to Clayton season. Shanae finally went home on the 201 date with Genevieve.
Saw that coming.
I mean, yeah, if that didn't
did you
happen,
see it coming? Like,
yeah.
It had to.
I mean, I think everybody saw it coming. I mean, she was just so much, and her interviews were just like talking about how she's acting the whole time, and it was only a matter of time.
Did we see her post after?
Yeah, I thought it was really weird that she kept saying Genevieve was an actress, but then she was like, tears, they came in, tears.
She's
like,
so proud of herself for crying.
Yeah.
Y'all, I don't know. Yeah. We got to pray for the girl, because I don't know.
It's so strange and annoying to me. Like, some of the guys from Michelle's season kind of had the same farewell message, like Jamie, or people who were blatantly caught just acting one way in front of the lead and then acting differently in interviews or behind the scenes. They all were saying, you know, who are you to judge me? You're not allowed to bully me. You're not allowed to do all this. You don't even know the real me. It's like, well, we saw plenty. We saw enough.
Well, it's like, yeah, it's like, don't judge me from watching 5 hours of me on TV, but it's like, you've never been on TV. So when you do go on TV in front of millions of people, you should probably, you know,
saying stuff like, well, yeah,
like showcase your best. I think you want to showcase your best self. In front of millions of people.
Well, I always say this, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, it really brings out the extreme. It's like no one's all good. No one's all bad. Yeah. So it's like, if you're sweet, you're going to be the sweetest sweet. If you're crazy, you're going to be the craziest crazy, I guess, whatever you want to call it, or bitchiest bitch, you know, at different times. And it just depends on what they show. I mean,
at least be real about it. I would respect her more if she owned up and was like, yeah, I'm just a crazy bitch.
Yeah. And I also, I mean, like, think about Victoria Larson, you know, Queen Victoria, like on The Bachelor, she had a really crazy rap, but we all loved her on Paradise, you know.
Well, but the difference from my understanding, most of the women on that season liked Queen Victoria.
Most of them did.
I think like at first she rubbed some people the wrong way, but then I think they eventually liked her.
Yeah, it was only a few people, I think. Yeah. But yeah, I forgot who they compared her to. Oh my gosh, I can't even remember.
And it does seem like majority of the women on this season hate Shanae, and she's outspokenly does not like them too. So
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know. Enough about Shanae.
Yeah. Farewell. But now I do have a question for y'all watching this. Before we get into the clickbait, we had our girl Mara on last week.
Damn it, Mara.
I will say not as disappointing as Martin. Martin was like, damn, that still hurts, you know, so bad. But I was like, oh, like I felt you on the I'm the oldest woman in the thing. But I don't necessarily think that is the people get married at 16, boo. People get married at any age.
Yeah. And it also like you have to, like. Not everyone gets a one-on-one. I mean, that's the way the show's always been. It's not just because you are somebody who is ready for marriage doesn't mean you're going to get a one-on-one, because the lead just may not be that into you. So.
Yeah, it doesn't mean this is your person. Yeah, exactly.
And she kept saying, I'm doing so much and I'm sacrificing so much. It's like, yeah, everyone is. But
well, the thing is it's all, that's why this human experiment of The Bachelor and Bachelorette is so crazy, because most people are used to dating one person and getting that one person's attention. And that's when all of these women are here. Yikes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Wild. Wild, wild, wild. So, yeah, Mara, I can't wait to see what happens. But, I mean, this happened on our season of Bachelor, too. Tammy came for McKenna for being too young. And I was like, Tammy, everybody.
I think it happens every season.
Yeah. You know, putting it happening. But anyway, so... clickbait. Do you guys have more to say about?
No, let's get into the clickbait of the week, shall we?
Ooh, y'all, once again, I need help. Love or lust? That's what we're talking about on this week's clickbait, and knowing the difference between love or lust. I know that there's a difference. I can't say that I always know it when I meet someone.
Yeah, now I was gonna say I don't know the difference. Can you explain?
Well, so.
Well, lust is, from my understanding, really just sexually driven.
More physical. Yeah. Yes, it's a more physical thing. But then there's the level of love that in this article they talk about infatuation. There is a component of love that ends up being infatuation. And when you love someone, you can be infatuated with them, and that infatuation turns into attachment, because you are now attached to them emotionally, right? Whereas that lust part is a physical, sexual thing and can be mistaken for infatuation, but that turn of attachment doesn't necessarily grasp, if that makes sense. So that's, from reading this article, that is the biggest difference that I noticed. Because yes, you could be like, oh, he's so fine, you love him, but then it's like, but I could meet someone else and like them even more than you, or I don't care when you're gone. And when we are together, if something physical isn't happening, then like, I don't want it. Yeah. So going on dates, talking on the phone for hours and hours, and it doesn't necessarily have to lead to hooking up or coming over after. is a telltale that you might be falling in love with someone versus you like, what you doing? What you doing? It's 2 a.m. Come over. Okay, great. You know, and then you spend the whole weekend having a good old time, if you know what I'm saying. That's more.
I guess as long as you're on the same page.
Well, are we ever on the same page, though?
Never.
Right? It's like, what? So, question for you. When you met your boo, Tia, mm-hmm. how did you feel in the beginning? Did you think that, I could really like this guy, or I have to get there?
No, in the very beginning, I was just sexually attracted to him.
Did you think it was lust?
So it was lust.
Yeah, it was lust, for sure, which my brain has kind of worked on lust for the last several years, because being in love is hard and scary, and you have to put your feelings into it, and lust is just much easier because there's no expectations. But it helped that he was more interested in me in a relationship, because it helped me go from lust to love. But yeah, yes. At first it was just lust. It just took me a little bit to get to the love part.
Mm-hmm. And he was like, girl, we not just gonna
I want to smash, but I also want to marry you. And I'm like, back up. Hold on a damn minute.
Wow, that's beautiful. I love that. Yeah. We love that, Taylor. We love that. Okay, love that. Okay, Joe, what about you? What was, like, the difference that you... And I know you mentioned this on the beach to me, too, about feeling a difference with Serena than other women that you've dated. To you, what was the difference?
Well, I think because of the situation of what paradise is, I think in the regular world, and especially like in the nightlife scene, like at least I would tend to lead, and most people lead with lust because.
Yeah. Wait, Joe.
What?
I just remembered a story you told me about a girl that you met at a bar.
I don't know, but let's, I don't even know what you're talking about, but okay. So anyways, I think.
We're not going to go into that.
Yeah, I think lust, I think that's what most people that who like go out or are trying to meet people, that's kind of what you end up leading with. But in paradise, it's different because you are having conversations and you're spending a lot of time with that person. So for me, it was a mixture of both. And I think that's why we grew together as fast as we did, because there was both of that, what it was there. So,
right.
Yeah, if you're going out to a bar, you're not necessarily looking for your spouse right away, but on Paradise, there's a chance that you could meet the love of your life and be engaged.
Yeah. And it's also, and there's a lot, alcohol is always involved.
Yeah. Especially on the beach, like, too. Shout out to Wells.
Yeah, on the beach. But on the beach, you also have, like, sober moments where if you're out on a Friday night with some friends and you're having some drinks and you meet somebody who's attractive, lust. That's what I'll call
that. So that's where the article is really interesting, because it talks about the infatuation type of love being the early stage. And how this can sometimes be marked as like a sexual passion or this is, your mood is almost dependent on this person. And I will say that is something that I recognize with you and Serena. It was like when you were like you got sick, and like when you were super sick, she was like, I don't know what's going on with Joe. Like, she couldn't just enjoy herself, whether you were there or not, if that makes sense, like. And when I read that in the article, I was thinking back to my relationships, and I was like, because sometimes I really don't. You sick? Well, holla at me when you're done. Like, when you get better, I really don't care. And then there's other times where it's like, oh, y'all, I can't go out. I can't do nothing. I got to go take care of Bae. I don't know what to do. Like, he's not feeling good, So I thought that, and just using sick as a idea or as a, not an idea, but as an example, sorry.
Yeah.
Using sick as an example, I think that that's something that is really a telltale sign. So to our listeners, if your being is affected by someone that you're dating or that you're seeing, and they that could be a good sign, but it also could be a bad sign in the sense that you may have to take space from that person because it might not be healthy, right? And just because you fall in love doesn't mean that it's a healthy love. Ding, 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 ding.
Before we end this, so the 1:30 phone call to go to the Super Bowl, is that lust or is love?
You still got to figure that out. We're still trying to figure that out. You know, it's complicated because we've known each other for a really long time. So it's a little complicated, and we've been friends, and we are friends.
I mean, have you guys taken it to the next level?
Yeah. Were there any expectations?
Yeah.
No expectations. Okay, No.
I won't pry anymore.
Yeah. No. No. Okay. Friends. Cheers to friends.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know what? I think it's time to. Should we bring our guest in?
Yes.
All right, everyone. Please welcome Eliza to the podcast. You know her from Clayton season. She's a fan favorite. She lives in Germany, I think, but we're gonna find out more about her. Everyone, please welcome Eliza. Eliza, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. We're doing good. So, are you in Germany right now? Do you live in Germany?
I am. I'm in Berlin right now. I've been here for the past couple months. I kind of came to stay with my family for the holidays and kind of end up staying here for a little longer than I planned. But I'm actually on my way back to the States very soon.
Okay, oh, your family lives here?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, my family does live over here.
So are you from there? Did they move there? How did this happen?
Yeah, it's kind of a funny story. I mean, I'm half German, half American, but I did grow up in Berlin. Mm-hmm. I went to high school and everything over here. But my dad is actually German and my mom's from Georgia. But my parents met, and after like dating long distance for a couple of years, he convinced my mom to move over, and they kind of have been here ever since. So.
Oh, wow.
I love that. Yeah. That's
and
great.
What do you do? Do you work in Germany?
I do. I actually work at, I work in marketing. So I work for an agency, but luckily they're like super flexible, especially through like COVID and everything. So I've kind of, I can be wherever. So that's super, super fortunate. Mm-hmm.
How did you end up on The Bachelor in the United States?
Yeah. It's funny. I mean, I actually, like, we don't have The Bachelor over here. I think we just recently, like, got, like, a German version over here. But I'd never had, like, watched The Bachelor growing up, anything like that. But I actually went to college in the States. And I had a really, really good friend who was a super huge Bachelor fan. And she always would say, I can see you on the show one day, you know, like, in a couple of years. And I was like, yeah, girl, whatever, we'll see. I was like, I don't know if it's for me. But she actually, I guess this must have been, like, last summer now. We were on FaceTime one day and we were just talking about whatever, and she called me and she was like, hey, by the way, before you hang up, I just want to let you know, I recommended you for the show and I like put an application for you. And I was like, and you weren't going to tell me this. So that's kind of how it happened. And I think a couple weeks later I got the call and everything started happening super fast from there. And it was really funny because I was in Germany at the time. Mm-hmm. So I like made the trip and everything, and it was worth it.
Nice. So. Okay, if I've never been to Germany. I've never been to Germany, but if I were to go, what is one thing that I have to eat, like the number one dish?
Well, that's tough. I mean, I don't think people really think of like German food as something that is particularly delicious, but we do have some really cool.
I do. No, I've seen really? A lot. I've watched a lot of food videos on Berlin and in Germany.
I feel like it's like the beer, right?
A lot of sausages, sauerkraut.
Yeah, I feel like it's schnitzel and.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I was going to say. I would say the one thing, my favorite, is Currywurst. So it's like the Bratwurst, and it's like super, super casual. Like you can get it like on the street anywhere, but it's the best thing. It's like in this little bun. It has like these really like nice spices in it in the sauce. Oh. And that's definitely what I would say. Get that or schnitzel, depending on, you know, what you like more. Also get a pretzel. Those are best.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So one of my best friends, actually, she's one of my best friends in the whole world. She is from Germany. She's from Stuttgart, and she's living in Berlin. And I actually I've spent 2 weeks in Berlin, and it was very interesting being there. We'll offline about that. But being in Berlin, do you see yourself staying there long term or coming back to the States? Or, and you're in California when you come back to the States?
Yes. When I come back to the States, I'm going to be in LA, actually. I think it's difficult for me because, like, growing up, I would travel around so much. I don't think I've really ever had, like, the chance to, like, kind of, like, find my, like, footing and, like, just call a place home, just because traveling around and moving every couple years was something that was just, like, our lifestyle and my family. So I do love Germany. I just think that because I went to college in the States, I went to college in Florida, and I really, like, feel like I met my best friends there, and all of my friends are in the States. So every time I come home, I'm like, I love being around my family. We're super tight knit, but I do, like, feel like my life is more in the States now, ever since I, you know, graduated and started working and things like that. So I think I do see myself settling down in the States for sure.
Oh, nice.
But I will always come back home. Yes. And, you know, so yeah.
Your parents are listening to this. They're going to be pissed. Like, what the fuck?
I know one German phrase. Okay. Are you ready for this?
Yes. Okay.
It's Ich will ein Dirndl.
Am
I saying it right?
You're pretty close, actually. I think you're trying to say Ich will ein Dirndl. That's like you're talking about like the outfit, right?
Yeah.
Ich will ein Dirndl.
Yeah, wow, that was beautiful when you said it.
Yeah, right. Not when I said it, right?
Mm. All right, let's.
No, when Joe.
This is my. This is what my best friend taught me. If I'm going to meet a guy, a German guy, she goes, "Say this."
I don't know. I don't know if you should say that. You should say that if you're going to like Oktoberfest.
Wait, what does it actually mean?
It's like I want a dirndl, right?
Yeah, like I want one of like the dress, you know, that you see people wearing at Oktoberfest and everything. Yeah, so that's kind of a random thing to say, but hey,
whatever works.
Super random.
All right, let's talk about The Bachelor, because we can't just keep talking about
this
Germany.
Week.
I
forgot this week on The Bachelor. Yeah.
How has it been? Let's just go. How has it been, you know, just watching yourself back and seeing everything that transpired up until now?
It's been interesting, to say the least. I mean, this happened like months ago, and then, you know, having that time period where, you know, you're just like back in the swing of like your own life and things like that. And then having this playback happen has definitely been, it's been interesting. You know what I mean? To live it all back. And then also seeing so much behind the scenes and things that I didn't even know what was happening while I was on the show. So I feel like I'm watching it for the first time along with everyone else, you know, to a certain extent. So it's been a ride. For sure.
What was the most shocking thing that you saw that you didn't know about?
Hands down, Shanae. That just the most insane. I have no words. You know, while I was there.
Keep going. Then I have
to. I just think. I knew while I was there, you know, you hear you're there for certain parts of, you know, her shenanigans or whatever she was doing. And then other parts I wasn't there, but you would know, you'd hear things, but I had no idea it was as ridiculous and as horrible as it is. You know what I mean? So
it's
just
hard to imagine that you didn't notice in person.
No, I did notice.
It was so bad.
It was so bad.
She just didn't know the extent. Right.
Yeah. I didn't know the extent of it. I knew that she was definitely giving bad vibes from like the moment that I met her. I was like, something seems a little bit off. But you know, you don't see the things that she's saying in her in her interviews behind, you know, our backs. And I was just like, wow, that's crazy. And even like she would put on this like persona too sometimes of being, you know, like she never did anything to me directly that I can say like, oh, she singled me out or she targeted me, but I saw how she was treating other women in the house. So I was like, yeah, that's not for me. But I had no idea it was as horrible as it was. So yeah,
we were shocked with you. I think the whole world was.
Yeah, you answered my question too. So
what was your question?
Well, I was just gonna say, I was kind of along the lines of what Tia was saying, is like, how did you
notice it?
Yeah, but I get that you don't really see you don't see the extent.
And she didn't target you, so I get that.
She didn't, right. Yeah. And, you know, usually I try to, like, keep a pretty, be neutral in things that, you know, don't directly involve me. But it's hard to, you know, not take a side when you see how, like, she's treating your friends and things like that. So,
yeah. And well, we've had some of your friends on the podcast. And they have said that, like, a lot of them that have said you have the best style. You are.
Really?
Yes. Like, one of the questions I think we asked is, like, who would you trade closets with? It was, like, you.
Oh, really?
Yes. So we want to know, what was your favorite thing that you've worn this season? And, like, what was, like, oh, girl, what, like, who gave you a girl, give me that dress or something?
Yeah. That's so funny, because I mean, I don't even have to think about it. My absolute favorite look that I've worn so far was, I think it must have been, was it the second episode? It was when I was, I think it was the episode of, like, when the girls went on the Baywatch date. I didn't have a date that week, so I really felt like I needed to, like, step it up with my outfit that night when I met with Clayton. And I think I was wearing, like, my brown, like, shorter dress. Like, it was, like, that brown nude color when I sat down with him.
Yes.
And, you know, we had our little scrapbook moment. Mm-hmm. I think that was my absolute favorite thing I've worn so far.
Very sexy. Very, very sexy dress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Loved it. Mm-hmm. And what do you think about Clayton?
How's his style?
How's Clayton's style?
A sweatshirt under a blazer when all y'all.
Listen. He's had some misses, but he's had some hits too.
Yes. Like, I'm not gonna come for him. I mean, I think he's doing his best. I mean, I know I've seen a lot of things, like, floating around too, especially I think on, like, I think this was the third episode when I got the group date rose, and, you know, I was saying that, like, I think I told him, I was like, oh, this is one of my favorite things that I've worn, like, I'm really trying to, like, impress you with, like, what I'm wearing and things, and he was wearing the blazer with the hoodie, and people were saying we were not on the same vibe.
No. So. Y'all all walked in looking so good, and then he's like... Here I am.
Destroying the poor guy.
So do you?
Yeah.
So do you? Okay. Do you normally, before The Bachelor, do you normally go for more stylish guys or guys that are not as stylish?
I don't even think I would consider myself a super stylish person. I feel like my style is very simple. I know what I like and, like, what looks good on me, but I do appreciate when a guy, like, you know, puts in the same effort and energy, especially, you know, on dates and things like that. I'm like, you know, I'm taking hours to get ready and do all these things and really, like, thinking about what I'm gonna wear. So I remember that was something really funny. Like, obviously I grew up in Europe and I feel like style and fashion is, like, a huge thing over here as well. And then I remember when I went to the States and I was, you know, dating guys and I was, like, in college and afterwards and things, it was a very, like, I would dress up and come to a date and then, you know, the guy would come in, like, sweatpants.
Especially in, like, Florida.
Flip-flops and, like, their tracksuit, like, they just, like, left the gym and I was just like, okay, so this is not gonna work.
Yeah. I will say that the men in Europe are way more stylish, just generalizing, than men in America, right?
I have to agree. I mean, and not saying that's, like, I mean, that's style, like, I'm saying fashion isn't super important, like, but I do appreciate, you know, the effort that, you know, I think men over here put into, you know, the way they look, and for the most part, I'm not saying everyone, but
yeah.
You know what I mean. Okay, so you don't want a guy to show up wearing Nikes on a first date. We get it. All right. So
I will say it don't matter to me.
To be fair to Clayton, he wasn't dressing himself. So
let's fast forward to now though. You haven't got a one-on-one. You're one of the, I think it's just you and Mara right now that haven't got a one-on-one yet. How is your relationship with Clayton at this time?
Yeah, I think, you know, I watched this week's episode and I think it kind of, like, took me back to how I was feeling in that moment. And for the most part, I was, like, throughout the entire experience, I was super positive. You know, I was just, honestly, I was just happy to be there. Like, I think that was my vibe the entire time. But it started kind of to, like, hit home a little bit that week, because I think there was only 9 of us left at that point. And you felt like, you know, everyone here, he feels a special way about, and we wouldn't be here if that wasn't the case. And then I was kind of like, I just had felt like we had just started scratching the surface. You know, we've always had, like, super fun conversations, super fun, like, playful interactions every time we got together. But I really wanted, I was craving, like, a deeper connection at that point, because I saw it happening around me with, you know, a lot of the other girls there. So I think that's where I was feeling. I was starting to feel, like, a little nervous, because I was like, hometowns are coming up soon. Like, everything was happening so quickly. So I think I was definitely at a point where I was just like, okay, like, what's my next move?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So are you now, do you think, like, are you comparing to any of the other girls, like their relationships? Is anybody, I know like a thing, it seems like Sarah's talking about her connection, and I know that's affecting some women.
Yeah.
Are you doing any comparing? Is that getting in your head at all?
I tried not to let that happen while I was there. I think that week it was tough because anytime, you know, another woman had gotten a one-on-one, I was always happy for everyone, you know, that had that, that had their moment. But I think that week, you know, being one of the women that hadn't even had one one-on-one and then seeing Sarah getting her second one, I was like, wow, you know, that's exciting for her. Like, clearly it's Clayton's journey. He's like there to find the perfect person for him. But of course you're like, damn, like, you know, I want to get the chance for you to get to know me. And so it definitely, you know, affected me a little bit. And I started to, you know, get in my feelings and I was like, is this for me? Like, is this going to work? Does it even make sense anymore? I was definitely feeling that week. So yeah, to be completely honest. Yeah,
who were, at this point with the 9 girls left, who were you closest to in the house?
Yeah. I think at this point, probably Gabby. Me and her got really, really close. I mean, she is such a special person. And I don't think I've ever met anyone like her. And we actually had been like, when we started traveling, I was staying with her. We would share rooms at our hotels we were staying at. And I was actually staying with Gabby. And this was the second time I think I shared a room with her while we were traveling. So we just bonded. And I think me and her really connected that week, especially.
Her commentary is the best.
She's so funny.
She could just talk about anything and it's hilarious.
I know. I love her.
Yeah, every girl that comes on the show says you for fashion and Gabby for the funniness.
For funny.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a consensus. You and Gabby, so I know on my season, that was kind of like myself and Victoria Fuller. We always roomed together, but we never talked about our relationship. Yeah. Do you guys talk about your relationship or did you talk about everything else?
We talked about everything else, but we also did talk about our relationship with Clayton. I mean, I think, like I was saying, like, as you know, this was whatever week it was, there was only 9 of us. So everyone was having like these really, the connections were deepening. So we were very cautious about, you know, talking about like what would happen. Like every time we'd come back, like at cocktail parties, we'd come back from our time with him and be like, oh, you know, like in the beginning was like, oh, what did you guys do? What did you talk about? And then you could tell, like, as the weeks went on, people were starting to become a little more, you know, secretive with what had gone on between them. Cause you know, you didn't want to share everything. It was getting more serious, but I think especially me and Gabby, we would say everything. Like I didn't hold anything back. She didn't hold anything back. We're like, he said this and this, and we did that. So I think that's why, you know, me and her really, really bonded.
I see.
Yeah.
That's hard, girl. That's hard. Yeah. I don't have to do that. That's hard. But that's good though.
Now that we are halfway through the season, which is crazy. I mean, it's gone by really fast. Is there anything besides Janae, anything that you saw of yourself that shocked you, or were you expecting that maybe you would come off different or there would be more scenes of you and Clayton?
Yeah. I think so. In the beginning, I think I did see a little bit more of myself. I think some of the moments that I thought were really, really special were shown. You know, as the week's gone on, I've noticed that some things that, you know, really stood out to me, or I remember that moment particularly, it weren't really shown, which, you know, I was a little bummed about. But I think I'm hoping that, you know, continuing in the episode, that, you know, people get to see a little bit more of my personality and our conversations, because I think there were some really, really, really nice moments that I definitely appreciated. So that's all that I'm hoping for.
Is there one that you can talk about right now?
Yeah, there is actually one, which it's actually from this past episode. Okay. We were on the date in Croatia, the, you know, like Game of Thrones vibe date. I think it was some of the other girls' moments were shown, but mine wasn't, is when we, you know, we kind of like got down on one knee and we got to like kind of tell Clayton how we were feeling about him. So I actually did mine, and I did mine in German because I kind of wanted to just like stand out a little bit.
Yeah.
So I did like this whole thing where I was telling him how I felt about him. And he was kind of just staring at me being like, like he didn't know what to say. He obviously had no idea what I was saying. And I kind of just wanted that to lead into like the cocktail party later where I could kind of like explain to him and kind of have like, you know, that connection. But like, this is what I said and I thought it would be fun. So that's something that wasn't shown that, you know,
what
I wish it was. Yeah.
That would have been so cool and different. And that's a
we would have needed
viewer,
them
too.
Subtitles, honey.
Yeah. I'm saying the subtitles. I was like, that would have been so fun.
Exactly.
But,
yeah, wait. But, so what did you say? Can you give us a little snippet of what you said in German and then translate it for us?
Of course. Yeah. So, I mean, if you want me to say it in German, I said something along the lines like, Clayton, ich hab dich sehr, sehr lieb. Ich wünschte, wir könnten unsere Beziehung ein bisschen weiterführen. So that's just like a really quick snippet. But I basically told him that, you know, I was feeling really, really special about him. I was really happy to, you know, have made it this far within our relationship. And I was just really excited for the future. And then I went on to some more juicy stuff, but that was pretty much.
Oh, come on. You can't stop
on.
There.
Give us the juicy
stuff. Well, yeah, what is going on over here?
You said, wait till look, if you get lucky enough and I get to this fantasy suite. No.
Wait, so did you actually get to tell him, like you did get to talk to him about it though after, that he didn't show any of it?
They didn't show any of it, unfortunately, but I mean, I think we saw like a snap second of me sitting down with him at the after party. But, you know, I got to tell him at least, you know, even if it wasn't shown, I got to tell him what I said and, you know, all of those things. So
what do you tell me as a nice ass or like what was the juice?
How do you say fantasy suite in German?
You got a nice ass. That's what that's
say,
Tia's pickup line.
How do you
right
say
there.
Dumps or like a truck in German?
Oh my gosh, he was so confused. Like we sat down and the second we sat down, he was like, so what did you just say to me like a couple hours ago? And I was like, here it is.
I feel like that'd be hot. Be like, yeah, tell me.
Yeah,
what.
I liked it. I wanted to do something different and just kind of have, you know, like him like kind of like wondering what I said for after. So like kind of keep that on his mind.
Did you? So really though, how do you say dumps like a truck?
I'm going to write this down. I'm going to text it to my boyfriend. Trying to freaking get him excited.
So dump truck, you would say German. I don't even know if there's like an actual translation for that, but you would say something along the lines of like Feta Arsch.
Oh, Feta Arsch. Oh, yeah, we can say
is.
That. We
yeah, that's pretty simple.
Yeah, that's easy.
Okay, what is what is one thing you wish the audience would know about you that maybe they didn't get to see?
I think I just would love to people. I would love people to like see more of my personality. Like I think in the show I'm shown or portrayed, you know, like as really sweet, friendly, like things like that. And which I mean, that is who I am.
Don't get 100%. Once you start speaking German, watch out. Watch
out. Right? That's when the real her come out.
Uh-oh.
You know, like that is 100% part of who I am. But I also have like this really, like really, really goofy side and also a side that's like super sarcastic. I think something that I got to share with Clayton a couple of times was just like my humor. And I don't think that's shown as much as I would like. Mm-hmm. So that's just something I would like people, you know, to keep in mind. I hope they get to see that going forward, you know, whenever. But yeah, that's just
the same kind of thing happened with Lauren Burnham on my season, and she ended up with Ari. So people were just like, she's so quiet, we don't hear anything from her. And she was a clown. She was so much fun to be around, and it was a bummer to know her as a friend and to know that they didn't show all that. But she ended up with Ari, so maybe Eliza's with Clayton and she's playing it coy right now.
You never know. But yeah, I think that's something that I would love.
What's your sign? I just want to know for me.
I'm a Taurus.
Taurus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's a little mysteriousness, I think. Like sometimes with Taurus, you got to like let the layers come down, right?
Exactly.
It's not. Some signs are very what you see is what you get, and some signs are kind of more like give it some time.
Exactly.
I see that for you.
That sums me up perfectly. So. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. All right, well,
I'm a witch. Okay, I know these things now.
Let's play a game, but before we do, if you're not with Clayton right now, we don't know. We don't know what happens at the end. But if you're not and you're single, would you go on Bachelor in Paradise?
I think I can 100%, if I'm not with Mr. Clayton, which, you know, we don't know, but I think I would 100% be open to that. I think I've had such a good experience on the show during my time there. Like, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I have no complaints. So I think, you know, going on the beach is something I would definitely be open to. I mean, you never know. A lot can happen in a couple of months. But, you know, depending on all of that, I think that's something I'd love to explore. Plus, I'm going to be completely honest. There's definitely some cuties from past season that I wouldn't mind meeting.
Yes, ma'am.
So
throw a name out there. Throw a name out there.
We can figure it out.
Just throw a name out there.
Am I allowed to?
Yeah, you can throw a name out there. Throw a name.
Come on. Listen, you get engaged, you don't get blind. Who's fine? Look, who is fine? Okay. Tell us.
Yeah, I mean, let me think. Who are like my top three?
Top three.
I definitely think Olu is cute.
Best style.
Fashionable.
Oh, speaking of
fashionable.
Style. Oh, most fashionable couple in paradise.
Style king and queen.
Yeah. I'm just gonna say one name. I don't wanna start anything. Definitely someone that I would, you know, I'd be like,
how do we go from top three to one?
Damn. Yeah. Well, we're all about manifesting over here. Natasha manifested going to the Super Bowl. We're gonna just
Keep the other two to yourself.
Keep
those to yourself.
Don't tell
you never know. All right, let's let's play a game. This is rapid fire. So answer fast. They're gonna come at you fast. Natasha, take it away.
Oh, I got this one. Okay, you ready, girl?
I'm ready.
All right. One woman's name from the season, from your season. You just say one person's name. Okay. Who would you want to cook for? Sorry, I'm messing this up already. Who would you want to cook dinner for you?
Kate.
Knew it.
Kate. Right. Immediately, Kate.
Who would you want to be dessert? Who would you want to be on a deserted island with?
Gabby.
Who would you want to grab a drink with?
Ooh, Sierra.
Who do you think would talk themselves out of a ticket, a speeding ticket?
You know what? Probably Shanae.
Absolutely.
That's what I
hate to say it, but it's the manipulation.
I wasn't speeding. You were going too slow.
Correct. Yeah. The gaslight.
It's the manipulation. Exactly.
Who would you want over for movie night and takeout?
Kate.
Who would you want to start a podcast with?
Ooh, I think Marlena. Fun. I love her.
Oh,
yeah.
She is. Oh, she. Oh, and her.
She's great.
When she went home.
No, I was crying. I was crying when I watched that.
Your person is out there, Marlena. Your person is out there, Marlena. Your person is out there, Marlena. Okay. Who would you call to make you laugh?
Gabby.
Who would you want to trade closets with?
I think Gabby, me and her actually traded clothes the entire time. We were wearing each other's dresses. I don't know if anyone's going to pick up on that, but she wore my dress. I wore hers bunch of times. So
yes, that's good. Who would you call when you needed a shoulder to cry on?
Kate.
Who would be the best travel buddy?
Ooh, I think Genevieve. I think I'd really have fun with her.
Who would you want to be trapped in an escape room with?
Oh my gosh. Kira, I think. Kira's super, super smart. Kira, I think we've got out of there together.
I think someone else said that too about Kira.
Really? Yeah, I can see that. Very intelligent.
Who would you want to go on a 2-on-1 against?
Wow. See, that's hard because I don't have beef with anyone. Shanae. Yes. Shanae.
There you go.
Because you would come on top.
Shanae. Because I would definitely be leaving there with that rose, I hope.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, last one. Who would have your back no matter what, hands down?
Sierra.
She sounds, she seems like a down ass bitch.
No, she's definitely ride or die.
Yeah, I still get over her comment to Clayton. She's like, we tried to tell you.
She was like, what'd she say? Don't be dumb. Don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid. Yeah. Perfect.
So. All right. Oh, all right, so Eliza, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate you, and we can't wait to watch the rest of your time on the show.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. It was so fun thank talking you. To you.
Have a nice one.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
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 Thank you so much to our listeners, and thank you to Eliza for being here with us. As always, we are still casting for upcoming seasons of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. Head to bachelornation.com/apply to nominate yourself or someone else.
Yes, and make sure to subscribe. Submit all your questions. We want to hear it. Check us out on social. You can find us at ClickbaitBN on Instagram. All our links are on that page. DM us. Let us know. We love hearing from you guys.
Share your stories with us. We want to know what clickbait you guys are looking at this week. Clickbait is available on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you guys listen. You can listen ad-free by downloading the Wondery app or subscribing to Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. See you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Yeehaw.